I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Like is with you. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. The band's back together. Mac actually came back from Nashville. I didn't know if we were ever going to see him again. Didn't know he was going to ghost us.
Contemplated. Got to be here for the three.
Right, hey, George Brett's going to be in studio. I'm good.
I'm out. Damn it. I'm out. Missed him.
Yeah, he did. Got a lot of feedback from that.
Tons of feedback. Everybody loved it,
and
right?
And the only feedback I got was, I can't believe you didn't know the Vegas story.
Like, you know how many people said that to me over the weekend? How did Dusty not know the Vegas story?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Four different people from four different services were like, have you watched the video yet? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Had people over for poker on Saturday night, and they're like, you've seen the video now, have you? I was like, yes, I've seen it now. I remember it. But, no, fun show. Fun show today. What? We got Royals manager Matt Cotrero on.
That's
at
right.
9 o'clock.
Former
Chiefs player Sean Smith in studio at 8.
That's right. Be careful. Get the dump button ready. Yeah. Sean's ready to go.
Well, he's got like a bottle of Fireball.
I saw that. Sean will probably fire that back before he gets ready to go this morning. And he's coming in a robe only. Is that what we've kind of learned from the internets yesterday?
I hope so. I hope he's commando.
I do too. It'd be great.
Josh Briscoe and Derek Johnson. So, loaded show today on a Monday as the Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play Monday Night Football. It's why I hate Monday Night Football.
Yep.
I
hate it. No, I'm with you. You've gotten to the age of, like, enough is enough. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need Monday Night Football after Saturday and Sunday. And no. Monday Night Football, it's great for the gambling world, right? No doubt about that.
Yeah.
You get a couple of bucks on a Monday Night Football game. But even since I was a kid, I just never liked Monday Night Football. It was always one of those deals. I'm just like, man, I'm done with football for the weekend. But I'm glad it's our team on Monday Night Football because it saves the league from what was. I just keep watching this thing every Sunday, and I'm like, it's us and the Lions, and nobody else is worth a damn right now in this league.
Like college basketball when it's, you know, December and you're like, okay, so it's UConn and Kansas and then it's everybody else.
That's exactly
right.
Right
now it's Detroit and it's the Chiefs and everybody else. I know. Oh, but Baltimore won 41-10. Yeah. Who did they play?
They played the Denver Broncos, who may have been parading around as the emperor with no clothes for the last couple of weeks, right? I mean, my God. Baltimore.
Generational gap of a show. Mac, are you ready for your first quiz of the week?
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay. This is going to be good.
All right. Quincy Jones has passed away at the age of 91.
Don't look it up.
He is famous.
No,
he's famous for?
Quincy Jones, man. Quincy had a way with paintbrush.
Yeah.
Had away with it.
I told you were right. You're like, there's no chance he knows him. Dusty goes, do you think he doesn't? Let's save it for the air and see if he knows
this.
Who Quincy Jones is. I mean, Quincy Jones is one you probably should know because Quincy Jones literally was involved in everything in the entertainment industry. When you start to go through his bio, 91 years old, passed away last night. Rashida Jones, who played on The Office for all those years, and among other things, one of my heartthrobs over the years, Rashida Jones, loved her. Her father passing away, but you start to look at his bio, my God, it's like he did Thriller, he did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he did the Austin Powers theme. I mean, the list goes on and on and on for the stuff that he did. He wrote like most of Sinatra's songs and things like that as well. Like Quincy Jones is one of the more heralded folks in the history of entertainment.
Yeah, Thriller, Fly Me to the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? The Austin Powers theme song they used to do for Shout It Out.
Yep.
He essentially took jazz and R&B and hip hop and put them together.
Yeah.
And that's essentially
a legend.
Yeah.
91. Great age.
Yeah.
Like if I get to 91. Thank you, Lord.
That's a good age to tap out, right?
That's house money,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's like, a good age. When does house money come? After 75?
I'd say 70.
Okay, you're
at
going
this
really
day and age, I think 70s probably.
Okay.
You know.
I was going to say about 75. Anything over that, you probably are good and whatnot. But 91 years old and the accomplishments that he's had, I mean, for a guy who was like never on the mic, if you will, like he had so many dang accomplishments. And it's a shame. You know, 91 years old, lived a good life. But, man, we lost a legend last night.
About it. It is Monday Night Football for the Kansas City Chiefs, but that is not where we start our show today. We start our show today with the baseball team proving to the world that they are already setting the foundations for next year, which is playoff or bust.
That's right.
I think that's what it is with the Kansas City Royals. Is Michael Wacha signed $51 million deal over the weekend. We will have Matt Cotrero on at 9. We'll see how many cheese blankets he's been putting down in the offseason, as well as I saw this yesterday and sent you guys the text. And I said, I think we have our lead for Monday morning. And I know that some people are going to say, well, talk Chiefs and do this. This is a very important day for the Kansas City Royals because this is one of those dominoes that when it falls or if it fell, you would see the next thing. Wacha had an opportunity to go get maybe a little bit more money. Could have, I mean, that's a lot of money for Michael Wacha, the age that he is, I think 33.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, could have gone out, been like, you know what? I'm going to go to a team that is definitely World Series or bust and not necessarily playoff or bust. And what we talked about, I think, last week was when Wacha was here and why he came here is because Seth Lugo. And Lugo and he were in San Diego. Lugo came here, called Wacha, said, hey, man, Kansas City's cool. This team's kind of got a good vibe to it. I think they're going to be decent. They've got one of the best players in the world here. They got a captain in Salvador Perez that's going to work with you more often than not. And they got a manager here that knows how to control his team. I really think you'll like it here. That story is 1,000% proof and truth that this team is ready because Michael Wacha is staying, Seth Lugo is going to be here, and Cole Reagans is going to be here next year. Your rotation is all but set. There are a few question marks I know that you have, but the important part is you've locked up the veteran that we all thought was going to test the market, did not, decide to stick with the Royals during that quiet time.
I didn't realize there was something called the quiet time in baseball, right? Like, I had no idea. And there's been a lot of movement already during the quiet time in
baseball. It's awfully loud. It's very,
it is.
Very contradicting there, but it is. It's Michael Wacha sticking around in Kansas City. This is a stepping stone toward the foundation of, I think next year is, no doubt about it. I think you can have this mentality. It is playoffs or bust.
You know, it is. And I think that needs to be the mentality now going forward, as long as John Sherman is the proprietor of our baseball team here in Kansas City. And he has shown, and he has basically not shown, but with his actions, it is playoffs or bust here in Kansas City. And that's the first thing that I immediately thought about yesterday. You know, when Michael Wacha signed during this quote unquote quiet period. See, Major League Baseball needs to celebrate these types. You know, they gave out their gold gloves last night in the middle of Sunday Night Football. Major League Baseball was handing out gold gloves last night. Congratulations, Bobby Witt and Seth Lugo for winning the gold gloves. Terrible timing by Major League Baseball. You got Wednesday night after the trade deadline on Tuesday, the big night. Everybody's looking forward to the trade deadline Tuesday. You got kind of an off day on Wednesday before Thursday Night Football kicks up. Should have done your gold gloves then, but I digress, right?
Right.
The Wacha signing to me, though, is all about, again, reassuring everybody in Kansas City that this isn't the Glassian days anymore. This is different now with John Sherman. And I know we all immediately sit back and have PTSD from the way that Glass ran this franchise. But I think right now it's safe to say we're in a new era in Kansas City when it comes to baseball. And I think this signing should be all you need to know about John Sherman, the owner now of this franchise. There should be no more wondering and hoping and thinking. We should have the expectation now. As long as John Sherman is only this team, he's going to make the funds available that are necessary to put a winning team, a legit team, a playoff contending team on the field every year. That needs to be our expectation now for our baseball team. And I love the fact that that's our expectation now for our baseball team, because for so many years we had the expectation of just win on opening day and the rest will take care of itself type of stuff. And so John has proven to me, and I hope he's proven to everybody else now, this is a legitimate owner in Major League Baseball. Like, he's here to win, and he's going to do what's necessary. And it's not words, because John Sherman isn't out here telling everybody. He's showing everybody. And the first real major move of the Major League Baseball offseason was in Kansas City with Michael Wacha getting signed and bringing him back into the fold and giving him, as you said, the $51 million to move forward. And, you know, you said in the beginning, I'm sure people are going to say, talk Chiefs. We've got to understand now the sports landscape in Kansas City is now a two-team landscape in Kansas City, because the Royals are a playoff team, have the expectation to be a playoff team, have an owner that's willing to spend money to make this a playoff team. And so while it is a Monday Night Football game, the biggest story of the day was Michael Wacha getting signed yesterday, because that changes everything now going into the offseason. Your 1, 2, and 3s are set in stone going into the month of November and before the Thanksgiving holiday. We know who the top three guys in our rotation are.
One of the teams last year, or the team last year that moved quickly and efficiently, was the Kansas City Royals, right? This year, so far, they're following suit to what they did last year. And again, Waka's deal with the Royals will pay him $18 million in 2025, $18 million in 2026, $14 million in 2027. And then they're just like, you know, a couple mil and easy incentives, like, you know, throw 100 innings
right.
or, you know, yeah. pitch in 15
Adjust
games.
Your cup.
Yeah. But no, I think what's great about this is that they're doing it early so that they can get on board as soon as possible,
yeah.
right? Like, solidify what your team is, because you really only have, I mean, I say really, you could still maybe move Singer or go get another pitcher if you want, and go get a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I don't think that bat's going to be like Juan Soto type of guy. I mean, there's guys like Jock Peterson, Cody Bellinger, guys like
Didn't
that.
Didn't Bellinger just pick up his option over the
Chicago.
Weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. So Peterson, a guy that maybe doesn't move the needle too much for a lot of people.
It
but
would
that's
for me. I don't know. He's one of those guys that I've always wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, I wanted him back when LA let him go. But yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that'll happen next. And then when this team packs up and goes to surprise, they'll know exactly what they want to do, what they're going to be. And like you said, the most important part of why this team went from 56 wins to 86 wins, a 30 win differential in 1 year, is because they solidified their starting rotation.
Right.
And now going into next year, like you said, your 1-2-3 are set. Your opening series against whoever the hell you play, I forget who it is, Cleveland, I think.
I think it is Cleveland, yeah.
I think it's in Cleveland. You know, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, you're getting Reagans, Lugo, Waka.
There you go. Let's
and
go.
It's November 4th.
Right, and you're ready to go. You know how it's going to shape up. And mm-hmm. and it also now opens the door with the opportunity, I think, to trade Brady Singer. And you know I've been talking about this for a while now. Mm-hmm. My buddy Jim sent me a text yesterday. He's like, all right, now this opens the door. Let's trade him. Let's get him out of here. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's kind of now the thought process. Because what we saw this postseason is the Royals just didn't have enough offense. They still need to get a bat. The Dodgers, mm-hmm. even though they won the World Series, they're doing bullpen games in the playoffs. I just feel like the Dodgers make a nice match for the Royals with Brady Singer. Max Muncy would be a great addition, in my opinion, can play multiple positions, only has one more year remaining on his contract and whatnot, but he kind of gives you a veteran bat at third base that you could use. I mean, let's call it what it is, right?
Yep.
Max Muncy would be a nice fit here in Kansas City, and if I'm the Royals, I'm picking up the phone and calling the Dodgers and going, hey, now that you're done celebrating, you interested in Brady Singer for Max Muncy? Let's see if we can make that happen. See, I think that would be a great move for the Royals, and then you can give some of your younger guys that are in your system or fought for jobs last year the opportunity to be your 4 and 5 starters. But I think Brady Singer right now still to me is more valuable as a trade piece than he is as somebody.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To be in this rotation.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.